Yes, you'd be surprised that this question presents itself in many guises quite often, and the answer is actually quite favourable for you given your circumstances. The immigration department are looking for settlement from an applicant for the right of abode after 7 years, because the test for approval is continuous ordinary residence for a period of not less than 7 years, where any absences from Hong Kong in that time have been of a merely temporary nature. And if you find yourself not having a residence visa, qualifying under the concept of ordinary residence, for a state of what I've called administrative flux, where you essentially are spending time on a visitor visa rather than a formal residence visa, due to you essentially moving from one visa category to another as you organise the permissions of the director to allow you to undertake new residence type activity here. That time spent during a state of administrative flux doesn't break your notion of settlement, as long as you're physically in Hong Kong during that time. And from an immigration perspective, earnestly trying to bring about the circumstances that will allow you to continue to reside in Hong Kong. So, in your instance, if you've your employment visa is about to expire and you decide that you're going to become a student, then as you transition from your employment visa to your student visa, holding a visitor visa in the interim, then the immigration department will not allow that to break your continuity of ordinary residence. And similarly, when you finish being a student and go back to employment, as long as you're physically in Hong Kong and you're not abandoning your settlement and you're earnestly trying to bring about the circumstances that allow you to argue that you've been settled in Hong Kong, that the time spent on visitor status, as you've, as I say, moved from one status to another, or resident status to another, doesn't break your continuity, as long as you're clearly settled throughout all of that time. So essentially, you don't really have any problems, I would say, as long as you are not on visitor status, if that's what you need to hold while the circumstances present themselves for you to get your student visa or subsequently your employment visa. You'll find that your continuity of ordinary residence at the 7 year mark will not be broken. So the amount of time that you cite in your question, 2 to 3 weeks after your employment visa ends, before you get your student visa issued, that's certainly not going to break your continuity of ordinary residence. In my experience, it's usually no more than 3 or 4 months as visitor status that presents itself as a problem. So if you find yourself with a visitor visa that is going to be sort of 3, knocking on 4 months old, I would be a bit circumspect about trying to get yourself a residence visa as soon as you possibly can. But otherwise, in the circumstances as you've described them in your question, I don't believe you're going to be breaking your continuity. And I hope that it all comes good for you in a good time frame, so that you don't have to worry about it too much later down the track when you make your application for the right of abode at 7 years. Okay, I hope you found that useful.